Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines. Up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning how we might improve our repro programs as we move into 2023. One of the things that we find on some farms is that we may have a plan for first service, days in milk or days of age for our cows and heifers, but how well do we execute the plan? Sometimes 10-15% of the heifers and cows in our herd are actually not getting bred on time. Now, there may be various reasons why that occurs, but sometimes it's just omission. If we're missing opportunities to get animals bred at a younger age or at a lower days in milk, make sure we have procedures and plans so we catch those animals and get them on the breeding list. Heat detection rates. You know, there's many farms out there that their heat detection rates are better than 70%. So my point is here, your heat detection rate on your farm, both with cows and heifers, can exceed 70%. That ensures that we get semen into the cows that are actually cycling. We can get there by improving how we detect heat in cattle. Many people are using electronic systems and looking at activity, and it's a great way to do it. Others are still working with chalk programs and reading tail heads, and yes, that's a way that we can do that. Some people use time breeding programs and hormones to get there. So if your heat detection rate is not 70% or greater, again, it's an opportunity on your dairy to get some increased efficiency out of your breeding program. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.